In the park at dusk.
Nights in Tarker's Mills, as the moon grows fat for the third time that year, are uncomfortable times. The days are better. On the town common, there is suddenly a sky full of kites each afternoon. Brady Kincaid, 11 years old, has gotten a vulture for his birthday and has lost all track of time in his pleasure at feeling the kite tug in his hands like a live thing, watching it dip and swoop through the blue sky above the bandstand. He has forgotten about going home for supper. He is unaware that the other kite flyers have left one by one with their box kites and tent kites and aluminum flyers tucked securely under their arms, unaware that he is alone. It is the fading daylight and advancing blue shadows which finally make him realize he has lingered too long. That and the moon just rising over the woods at the edge of the park. For the first time, it is a warm weather moon, bloated and orange instead of a cold white. But Brady doesn't notice this. He is only aware that he has stayed too long, his father is probably going to whip him, and dark is coming. At school, he has laughed at his schoolmates' fanciful tales of the werewolf they say killed the Drifter last month, Stella Randolph the month before, Arnie Westrum the month before that. But he doesn't laugh now. As the moon turns April dusk into a bloody furnace glow, the stories seem all too real. He begins to wind twine onto his ball as fast as he can, dragging the vulture with his two bloodshot eyes out of the darkening sky. He brings it in too fast, and the breeze suddenly dies. As a result, the kite dives behind the bandstand. He starts toward it, winding up string as he goes, glancing nervously back over his shoulder, and suddenly the string begins to twitch and move in his hands, soaring back and forth. A shattering roar suddenly fills the night, and Brady Kincaid screams. He believes now, yes, he believes now, all right. But it's too late, and his scream is lost under that snarling roar that rises in a sudden, chilling glissade to a howl. The wolf is running toward him, running on two legs, its shaggy pelt painted orange with moonfire, its eyes glaring green lamps, and in one paw, a paw with human fingers and claws where the nails should be, is Brady's vulture kite. It is fluttering madly. Brady turns to run and dry arms suddenly encircle him. He can smell something like blood and cinnamon, and he is found the next day propped against the war memorial, headless and disemboweled, the vulture kite in one stiffening hand.